Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Well, I feel like sharing a little story that is inspired by the journey that I'm facilitating inside Become a Timeline Architect, as well as what I've been observing that's happening energetically for a lot of people that are really here for ascension, for spiritual evolution, and also for understanding more of their mission. So there is a stage in our lives that comes when we start noticing that our gifts have really outgrown our current personality, our current identity. It's like we are too multidimensional for the boxed identity that we have operating with until today. And it can be quite challenging to understand how to activate the next level of our identity when we feel that really our gifts are kind of desiring to open up and grow faster than what our human can handle. So it can show up as, for example, you yourself would go to see a Reiki practitioner or a kinesiologist, or you go to a breathwork session, or you go see a channeler. It happens as well in hypnosis session. And I know this because this is what has been happening to me for as long as I can remember, and what I also witness when I work with other people. It's that you go there and pretty much, let's say you go on a past life journey under hypnosis and a practitioner guides you to go to one of your past life, but all of a sudden you're not actually in a past life, you are in a completely different star system that is not Earth, and it's all of multidimensional experiences happening, and the practitioner next to you is like, oh, it is not in my manual, I'm not sure how to handle it. It can happen, it happened to me in a lot of hypnosis session, even quantum healing hypnosis session, where the way I would simply be myself, I would be myself and I would feel that it was out of the box for the practitioner, out of the box for the therapist, for the healer. It's always been the case for me. I've always been like a out of the box case. I would work with a kinesiologist many years ago, and from pretty much the get-go, she was like, I've worked as a kinesiologist for a long time, but with you, it feels like it's way beyond anything I have ever studied. That kinesiologists would have, you know, experiences with galactic. She had never worked with galactic. When she would ask me something, the answer I would give would be like so deep, so profound, so different, so galactic, so woo-woo, that she would be like, I don't know how to approach this. I would go, like when I did my yoga teacher training meditation practices, I would ask, what about this, what about that? People had no answer. So maybe you are someone that, generally speaking, you notice that even when you are on the receiving end, you still need to kind of like adapt to the modality that the practitioner is offering you. Because if you are really to let go, to show yourself up fully, to really ask the questions, the practitioner, the authority figure, which you'd feel like would feel that you're too much. It's like too much going on, do not know how to answer. And what is coming as I share this with you is that a lot of us, we have been trained into making ourselves smaller, not to upset, not to ruffle feathers. So maybe at school, you were also a child that was asking too many questions. The teachers didn't like it. They didn't know how to answer. A lot of people, it happens through like Bible studies, not that I ever had any, but you know, like you go and you see a priest, you go to church or like whatever religion, and you start asking questions, and it's sort of out of the box. I know it's the same with Buddhism. Like if I talk to a Buddhist monk and I start really sharing, they are completely like lost. And they would just kind of reframe it by saying, all of this is the imagination of my mind and I should eradicate all of these thoughts to find enlightenment, to which I'm like, actually, this is the opposite of what I am about, which is the understanding of our multidimensionality. So this is one sign that kind of like your gift multidimension, your multidimensionality is bigger than the identity you're moving from, that you are presenting to the outside world. And a lot of us, we have learned to box ourselves, generally speaking. So it can show up in all areas of your life as well, is that in a romantic relationship, or don't be too angry, don't be too intense, don't be like this, don't be like that, because the box that we create is like, oh, I need to be like a good person and kind and sweet and be a carpet and walk on eggshell, not to upset the other person so I can be in a relationship. It is the same with your parents, with your bank account. So you can see that this activation, who you are becoming, this level of gifts of power that actually wants to come through you to be really felt and embodied. It's already there. It's just that you're trying everything to stay small and keep your identity small enough because you don't know how to handle it and you don't know how other people are going to handle it. And what I also see a lot happening is that practitioners themselves experience that, and then they're gonna become, I don't say that it's you, it's like, you know, generally speaking, some will resonate, some will not. Some people become defensive because you ask questions, or as someone who receives, that person is defensive. Or like if you start facilitating, let's say, a breathwork journey, a meditation work journey, or like a Reiki session, and your client, or you can start perceiving there is so much more going on that you don't know how to handle it. Like the client might be freaking out. Maybe you have a group session and one of the person there is really going through a lot and you are out of your depth there, but you need to keep a certain authority figure. You need to keep your shit together. You can crack under pressure. You can show your weakness. But you are like, oh my God, there is like so much going on. Thank God the person does not know because I don't know how to handle it. And you try your best. And this is not that you or other people are bad practitioner. That absolutely not. It's just that there is a certain level of activation that we are experiencing that is really activating our gift, activating our multidimensionality, our intuition, our power. And it has outgrown the identity, the suit, I say, that we wear as a certain human. So when you facilitate sessions for other people, because I know that a lot of you watching this, you already work as spiritual guides, as mentors, as healers, as Reiki practitioners, as psychic, as channels, and so on. And you like my work because you know that I go deep and I help you up level. So listen to this. When you feel that this is happening within you, when you feel that your hands want to do movements and you know what it means, when you feel that you want to start speaking a language that is not a human language, and you know it's light language, but you're not quite sure what it means or how to go about it, when you feel beings in the room, when you can start feeling a lot of energy, when you start having visions and so on, witness it and observe that it is literally your soul giving you a little bit of a taste of what you're really capable of accessing, what you are ready to access, what your soul wants you to feel into, to activate, to embody, so you can grow, you can get bigger in your mission and also in your reach, in the way you serve other people, in the way you help the world, in the way that you expand your level of abundance, in the way that you price and market you know, your offerings, in the way that you present yourself, there is another level ready to be accessed. The last thing I want you to know, that I want you to do, is to believe that you need to keep the box going. You need to stay in the box, because whatever you're experiencing, you're feeling into, is not in the manual of the methodology that you have learned. That methodology was brilliant. It helped you understand yourself and activate yourself and serve other people. Nothing wrong with that methodology, but it is a freaking box. Do we want a box? Your soul is already showing that it has outgrown the box. So when you want to up level, when you want to quantum leap, when you want to bring in more money, more clients, a bigger reach, and also feel more activated in your power, witness this process of, I'm too much. There's too much going on. There is all of these things happening that I do not fully comprehend. So I can try to push them away, which is literally trying to turn the volume down on the embodiment of my light, which is kind of like the opposite of what I desire to do, which is to know myself, which is to grow and expand. So I can try to kind of push it away and ignore it and not attend it. I can also think that it's okay like this. I'm already doing it. I don't need to know more. But darling, it is scratching the surface. It is literally like, it's like the tip of the iceberg of what you're truly capable of doing. First, it's like little drops that your soul shows you. It's like little signs here and there. God, all of a sudden I feel beings around me as I facilitate a session. All of a sudden I feel like I really want to understand how to channel, how to bring spirit guide through, how to facilitate multidimensional transformation, quantum journeys. I'm really interested in galactics. I'm really interested in ancient Egypt, in Lemuria, in Atlantis. I am so interested in understanding the light body, how to use my hands to heal. I feel this power. It's like, and I have some people also that come and say, oh, I'm already doing it, but actually they're not deepening it. They're just playing with a few toys that I have found along the way, thinking that they are the toys, but no, they are just like tiny aspect of the bigger toy, the bigger picture, which is true multidimensional mastery. And I find it quite interesting because human beings are such like clever creatures at going around in circles, wondering why they're not accessing the next level. It's because there is a contradiction that happens a lot of time into understanding this process of our own evolution, which is a process of we outgrow ourselves quite fast when we choose ascension. Why? Because our soul knows it. Our soul is freaking gifted, open, activated. Our soul has done it. Our soul is here and there and past and future. The soul is chill. The soul does not need activation. The human is like running a marathon over there, investing more into like modalities that are boxing them, investing more into another funnel, another abundance activation, money manifestation, another business program, and they're just running a marathon, like rethinking, yeah, as I push there and all, I'm going to get to the next level, and then nothing happens because they actually not understand that that was not the way to go. It's like an external thing again. What they needed was to invest in working with a mentor that actually understands the process of ascension and spiritual evolution and can really redirect you into saying, look, it's actually something inside of you that wants to be unlocked, that wants to blossom, that wants to be integrated, understood. So you can do as many abundance calls, money calls, business calls, you know, visibility calls as you want, but if you do not have inside of you the capacity to perceive that your gifts are expanding, your consciousness is expanding, you are now called to work on a multidimensional level, which is consciously channel other aspect of yourself, other aspect of your client, or groups, which is very different to work individually or in group. What actually happening here is that it's not so much that there is inner work doing to dismantle blocks and so on. There is actually a freaking activation of your power needed to be understood how to facilitate quantum journeys for yourself, how to reconnect and actually activate dormant memories present within you. You have done this kind of work that you are called to do already in many past lives, in many parallel lives, in many galactic lives. So when you work on understanding how to unlock that, those dormant memories, this blueprint that is already there within you, you can truly realize that indeed everything is within you, but do you actually know how to access it, to activate it, to work with it, to embody it, and then to share it with other people, to also facilitate a similar transformation in them, because you know that you don't want to work just on surface level by channeling or bringing really good messages from the stars, from the cards, from, you know, people's past life, but actually there is another level to be accessed, is to freaking do the energetic work, the depths of what is really going on there for your clients. If you don't know how to do that to yourself, you cannot do that to other people. There is this bridge that I am bringing here into understanding that multidimensional facilitation happens within the self first, into understanding that within you, of course, everything is there, but you need to understand how to access it, how to unlock it, how to live from it. Otherwise, it creates electricity, but you don't know how to use this electricity to grow into a new iteration as a facilitator, as a channel, as a healer. And so therefore, this electricity stays inside, doesn't have any outlet, it fries your system, does not help quantum leaping, I can tell you this, does not help with your money, does not help with your visibility, does not help with your activation of the next level. On the opposite, it fries everything because you don't understand how to do it. This is where you work with me, because inside Ascension Channel Certification Program, we have all of that present. So it is really for people who are desiring to facilitate transformational, multidimensional spaces like no one around, because this program is not a modality that is a box. We present you an architecture of multidimensional facilitation so you can confidently practice one-on-one sessions as a channel, as a healer, as a quantum practitioner, but also group sessions, which is very different. And as you learn how to do that, you also do it on yourself. So it's freaking next level, because this certification program is not just learn to facilitate, it is also your own inner multidimensional embodiment, multidimensional transformation. So that's very exciting. And this will be happening, we're starting on the 1st of September. You do not need to be the next level psychic, healer, blah, blah, blah to start. You just need to feel like, oh my God, yes, this resonates. This is how you can perceive that who you are becoming wants to be embodied. It's because you follow the direction of the expansion of the electricity, of the like, oh my God, there is so much more to this reality that I want to understand for myself, that I want to bring in my space as part of my mission to help other people. Okay? I'm that girl, I can help you. This training is going to be extraordinary. It's going to last 4 months. We are starting on the 1st of September. We have weekly sessions. It's all about everything that I have shared and so much more. So you do not need to be more ready, my angel. This training actually helps you to feel your readiness, to feel your confidence, and to really go for it, to understand more your unique art. Who you are as a unique soul here to facilitate unique multidimensional sessions. Okay? Send me an email, a DM. You know where to find me. I would be so happy So happy to have a chat with you if you want to do so, or otherwise you can find a link here I share around, inform yourself about this program and sign up there. Remember, I offer local currencies and payment plans, so simply get in touch with me. Okay, be good. I will share more videos around all of this because we love this very soon. Much love and bye for now. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.